الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم وسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, respected elders, ulama, brothers, young friends, mothers and sisters listening at home, I'm going to narrate to you a hadith of Tirmidhi where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has given us some advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon this advice. Talq ibn Ali radiyallahu anhu, he narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, there are three things they shouldn't be delayed. لا يؤخرهن, don't delay them. When they occur, when they take place, then do them straight away at its appointed time. The first one he said, الصلاة على وقتها. But when the time for salah comes, pray the salah. Don't delay your prayer, don't delay your salah. For men, for the male folk, to try and get to the masjid, whichever masjid, to pray the salah. This is your aspiration and this should be the aim and objective. When the salah time comes, what time is jamaat in the masjid? We'll try and get there. If we have a valid reason, excuse or whatever, then okay. But if there's no valid excuse or reason, if there's no valid excuse or reason, you don't have a reason to not come to the masjid, the men. You're sitting at home, doing nothing, scrolling on TikTok, or watching the game, or you think going to the gym is more important than going to the masjid for your salah. These aren't valid reasons to not come to the masjid for salah for men. These are all things which you can make time later on. You adjust your timetable to salah in the masjid. You adjust your timetable to jamaat and congregation. A male reads at home without any reason or without any excuse. He only gets one reward. A female reads at home because that is the best place for her to read. She gets 27 rewards. So without any excuse, the Prophet ﷺ said, that I wish I could tell somebody else to lead the salah. I'll tell somebody else to lead the salah. Then when salah is taking place, I'll get a group of youngsters to come with me, walk around and see who has missed the prayer with congregation without any reason, light the fire up and burn their houses down. For no reason. Don't have an excuse. So, as-salatu ala waqtiha. When the time for salah comes, pray the salah. Don't delay the salah. Don't do ta'khir. For men, look for what time the congregation is. If you can't make it, then make a congregation. If you have a valid reason, you're somewhere and you can't make it, go and look for a masjid where they can make it. You don't need to stick yourself to one masjid always. All the masajid are houses of Allah. Don't think, no, I have to come and read in this masjid and this masjid only, therefore I'm not going to go to any other masjid which has other salah time. So, as-salatu ala waqtiha. As-salah at its appointed time. And females, for the women folk, they read salah at the beginning time. This is the preferable time for them. That as soon as salah time comes, they pray their salah. Women folk usually are busy with the household and, you know, other stuff, children, etc. They're usually doing something. So they should pray their salah at the beginning of the time. Don't delay the salah. Number two. That when somebody passes away and the body is ready, it's been washed, coffin, everything, the shroud's been ready, he's in the shroud, then at that point you don't delay the janazah salah. Don't delay the salatul janazah. Rasulullah is telling us in this hadith. Do it straight away. Because the hadith mentions, if it's a good soul, if it's a pious soul, he doesn't want to stay here, he wants to go. He's like, why are you delaying my prayer? Why are you delaying my meeting with Allah? Don't you know I have somewhere to be? Don't you know my garden from the gardens of paradise is awaiting me? Why are you holding me back? Whereas, if it's a disobedient, if it's a disobedient soul, somebody who disobeyed Allah, then he says, don't take me to that place. Because the punishment awaits him. And there are various punishments which take place in the grave for the person who disobeyed Allah. May Allah protect us all from all of them. That's why make tawbah every day. Repent to Allah every day. So when the janazah is ready, make sure you pray the salatul janazah. Mount Uhud is a famous mountain in Medina. Mount Uhud is a famous mountain in Medina. It's such a mountain that the Prophet ﷺ said, Uhud loves us and we love Uhud. So it's a blessed mountain. And when you go to Medina to Munawwara, you can see this beautiful mountain and you go and visit it. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever goes to a janazah, whoever goes to a janazah, he prays in the janazah, he will get the reward of one qirat. The Sahaba, they asked, Ya Rasulullah, what's qirat? To make you understand, Prophet ﷺ said, the reward equivalent to the Mount Uhud. And if you follow the janazah and you go to the burial, you go to the graveyard, just you being there, not for chit-chat, not for catch-up time, going to the graveyard is not to chit-chat. Burial is taking place, everyone's talking about the, you know, whatever they're talking about. That's not the time and place. Have some respect. You go there, you sit there, you have your father's meeting, your brother's meeting, you catch up, and this, that's not the place. Someone's being buried, going to the hereafter. Have some aqal. You start doing business transactions and deals and this and that. If you can't even leave it at the graveyard, when are you going to leave it? When you're in the grave. Whoever follows the janazah and stands there at the grave side whilst it's being buried, whilst the mayyit is being buried, then they will get the reward of 2 qirat. Such is the reward of janazah. You know, we give salam. We don't just give salam to people we know. We give salam to every believer. Don't just give salam to next guy because you know him and then you blank the other person. No, give salam to everyone. Likewise, when it comes to janazah, don't just go to the janazahs of the people you know. Go to those people who you don't know as well. And then the third thing Rasulullah ﷺ said is, you know, when a person finds a suitable match, a suitable rishta, they are compatible, they tick all the boxes. They tick all the boxes for each other. Regardless, and the Prophet didn't mention age. Whether they're 18, 19 or 20, but they are suitable, they are compatible for each other, then do the nikah. Don't delay the nikah. Let's be honest, we have a big problem, don't we? Zina is very prevalent in our societies. Every 15-year-old's probably got a girlfriend, every girlfriend's talking to a boy. We live in that society, we lived in mixed societies. Everybody's on social media, everyone's on TikTok watching something, everyone's on Snapchat, on all these social media platforms. We make it easy to do zina, but we make nikah very hard. We make zina easy, but we make nikah hard. Whereas Rasulullah ﷺ said, the best nikahs are those nikahs which are the most simplest. But no, the hall has to be 25k, then 20k food, and then we have to whack a 15 grand mahar on the person. How's he going to get married? No, he has to be earning this much amount of money, then the nikah can happen. The Prophet's walima with Safiya Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha in the 5th year of Hijri, Rasulullah made an elan, everyone, whatever you have in the house, bring it, that's the walima. But no, what are people going to say about us? If we do the nikah in the masjid, what are people going to say? If we don't spend 15 grand on a hall, what are people going to say? Well, if we don't spend 10k on cars which don't even belong to you, what are people going to say? If we don't have 5 starters, 5 main dishes, 3 desserts, what are people going to say? This is the mentality. But the most simplest of nikahs, the most beloved of nikahs are the most simplest. Last week I did someone's nikah, he was 19 years old, mashallah. The father's thought he's ready. Nikah brings responsibility. We want to do too much lad.
You know, we child our children, even when they get to an adult age, we want to just look after them, take care of them, don't give them that sense of responsibility. In the Sahaba's time, the companions would get married at the age 14, 15 because they were ready, they were mature, they were working and grafting. Abdullah ibn Umar was 14 and he was in the Battle of Uhud. Where are our 14-year-olds? Why? This environment is different, but now they're getting older and older and we're still spoon feeding, not allowing them to stand on their own feet, not giving them that responsibility. Nikah gives you that responsibility. There is barakah in nikah when it's done correctly. We hold back our children sometimes. Even when they're adults, they found someone, they want to settle down, they want to take that responsibility, they want to get married, but we become a barrier. We're not happy for them. Why? Because it's not the person who we chose. Or because he's from a different ethnicity. Your country only came into existence, it's not even been 100 years since your country came into existence. It's not even been 100 years. There was no India, Pakistan, Bangladesh 100 years ago. Or over 100 years ago. Where was it then? But today we hold back. Follow what the deen says. As long as they're compatible, they tick the boxes for each other. They want to settle down, they want to do the right thing, they want to do halal, they're ready, they're mature enough. Then why are you being a barrier for? Be happy. And do you know what always happens? Eventually, the parents always come round, but 4 years later, 5 years later, when they see a grandchild, then they get, why couldn't you just do that 4 or 5 years before? I've seen this experience, this happens. Why? You know why? Because we got too much akar inside us. Too much ego. Islam comes to get rid of ego. Ego doesn't belong to me and you. Ego belongs to Allah only. So long as they are following the Islamic etiquettes and guidelines, please don't be a barrier. Facilitate as long as it's done in the correct way. Don't facilitate for zina and adultery. Facilitate for halal and nikah. Three things that the Prophet ﷺ said. As-salatu ala waqt. Don't delay salah. Number two, janazah is ready, pray the janazah. And number three, when two, no matter, as long as they're adults and they are mature, they're compatible, they found someone to do nikah, bismillah, do the nikah. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to act upon this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding of the deen and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة
Assalamu alaikum, brothers. There's a Volvo, black Volvo, DA21 0PP. Can the brother please move your car? It's blocking the road, it's blocking the buses, and it's creating a massive traffic jam. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamualaikum. This is a really important announcement. The brother who owns the Volvo XC90 DA10PP, brother, can you please move your car because it's creating a massive traffic jam outside. It's not a good look for Muslims. It's not a good look for the masjids. We shouldn't be troubling other people. So whoever owns that car, can the brother please move the car? It's on the WL09s. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salat.
الحمد لله الذي جعل البيت العتيق مثابة للناس وأمنا وأكرمه بالنسبة إلى نفسه تشريفا وتحسينا ومنا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله نبي الرحمة وسيد الأمة صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه قادة الحق وسادة الخير وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد حان أشهر الحجة التي قال الله تعالى فيها الحج أشهر معلومات وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في قوله الحج أشهر معلومات شوال وذو القعدة وذو الحجة وقال الله تعالى في الحج ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من لم يمنعه من الحج حاجة زاهرة أو سلطان جائر أو مرض حابس فمات ولم يحج فليمت إن شاء يهوديا وإن شاء نصرانيا وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه واعتمر عليه الصلاة والسلام أربع عمر كلهن ذي القعدة إلا التي كانت مع حجة الحديث قال عليه الصلاة والسلام تابعوا بين الحج والعمرة فإنهما ينفيان الفقر والذنوب ومن مكملات الحج زيارة سيد القبور لسيد أهل القبور ورد في وزرها السنن إسناد بعضها حسن كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من زار قبري وجبت له شفاعتي وأنا أنبئكم بأمر يهمكم وهو ذو القعدة علي شوال لما كان من أشهر الحج ووقتا لوقوع عمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأي شك في يمني وأي كلام فما أشد شناعة من يعتقد فيها شوما كبعض من لا خبرة له بالأحكام أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله استعينه واستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشد في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدق حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيد النساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمص أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس ولده مغفرة زائرة وباطنة لا تقادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فبغضي أبغضهم وقر أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم والسلطان ذل الله فلد من أهان سلطان الله فلد أهانه الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين ثم أفيدوا من حيث أفاض الناس واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بہت سے لوگوں نے اپنے جو بیمار ہیں ان کے لیے درخواست کی ہے ان کی شفا کے لیے تمام کے لیے دعا فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ جو بھی بیمار ہے تمام کو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ دائمہ نصیب فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں جو تندرستی عطا فرمائی اللہ تعالیٰ اس کا شکر ادا کر کر اس پر آپ کے احکامات کو ادا کرنے کے ہم سب کو صحیح معنی کو در صحیح توفیق نصیب فرمائے. اور مسلمان جہاں جائیں پریشان حال ہے, فلسطین میں ہو, ہندوستان کے اندر ہو, بنگلہ دیش کے اندر ہو, جہاں بھی ہو, پوری دنیا کے اندر جہاں بھی مسلمان پریشان ہیں ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرمائے, ظالمین کو چن چن کر ختم فرمائے, مظلومین کی نصرت مدد فرمائے. اور اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کا خاتمہ ایمان کو نصیب فرمائے. جتنے بھی ہمارے مرحومین جا چکے ہیں ان کی مغفرت فرمائے, ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے, جنت الفردوس کے ان کو بہترین مقام نصیب فرمائے. اللهم صل على سيدنا نبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا على محمد بارك وسلم. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, نعم المولى ونعم النصير. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. يا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو عنا. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الاخره. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، واعمالنا من الرياء، ولساننا من الكذب، وعيوننا من الخيانه، فانك تعلم خائنه الاعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان، وامتنا على الايمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامه مع الايمان. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا حبلنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين، واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا، ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.